Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
We have a verdict in the Elias Dorsey trial for shooting and killing IMPD officer Breanne Leith. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. Also joining us live in studio, John Herrick, WIBC News Director. John, what do we know?
Well, Elias Dorsey was found guilty but mentally ill on all of the counts facing him today. And this was after the jury had basically deliberated for a very, very long time. If you remember, this trial's been going on since last week. They deliberated into the morning. At about 2 this morning, they were at an impasse. They sent the judge, Mark Stoner, a note saying they needed some more clarification on things, needed more time to deliberate. They came back into session again today and then deliberated some more, and they decided to find him not guilty but mentally ill on all counts in this case.
Guilty, mentally ill
on all counts. Sorry. Which is a lot of thoughts rambling through my head right now.
Which is what the prosecution wanted. They wanted guilty verdicts, but mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Now, we don't know what this means in terms of sentencing. That's going to come at a later time. But what we do know, John, and you brought this up, they deliberated for 10 hours, 10 plus hours yesterday, and then came back today. And I don't know if I've seen this. Now, I admit, I'm not in a lot of courtrooms, but they had like a refresher course of the closing arguments. Right. The prosecution and the defense each were given around 20 minutes to remind the jury of why they were there. And they deliberated for about another 4 hours before minutes ago reading this verdict. And again, I believe there were 6 different counts here, and all of them are the same: guilty, but mentally ill.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that they had to sort through was the fact that, okay, Elias Dorsey's defense team enters the insanity defense, giving the jury the option of finding him not responsible due to insanity or guilty but mentally ill, in addition, of course, to straight verdicts of guilty or not guilty. So I think they probably needed clarification on what would be best for them. And again, they had a lot to digest. 7 days of testimony, several family members, friends, 2 ex-girlfriends even testified on Dorsey's behalf and why he could behave irrationally. So I think they were just trying to make the best informed decision. But yeah, you're right, Hammer. That's another thing to clarify. We don't know when sentencing is going to be, but that's going to come at a later date.
Angela Gnote, Fox 59 reporting, Elias Dorsey found guilty but mentally ill on 6 charges, but he was not found guilty of the most serious charge of murder. He was found guilty of the lesser included charge of reckless homicide.
So it wasn't murder one that he was charged guilty with. Is that right?
Yeah, I know it wasn't murder one, and I think that's what his defense team was trying to argue, that he didn't know exactly what he was doing. So that's where I think they decided to try to go down to a lesser charge to find that. But that was what his defense team, I think, was trying to argue, that he did shoot her, but he wasn't of sound mind and body when he did it. And he had 7 psychiatrists testify, most saying that Dorsey was suffering from a psychotic incident at the time of the shooting, in saying that he had psychotic beliefs based on paranoia and delusion and all that. And I think that was what was confusing to the jury as to where they could weigh in.
I mean, listen, you might not like what they were asked to do, but the defense team for Dorsey, they threw everything but the kitchen sink out there to try to get this guy the best verdict they possibly could. They flew in experts from the Ivy League. They had people examine his brain. And even if he got hit by a pitch in the head in Little League, they were going to use that as some sort of example to say, this guy is mentally ill, and this is why you should not charge him with the most severe penalties of all.
Yeah, and I think they also tried to drum up sympathy, too, because they argued in part that he was going through depression, the breakup with his girlfriend of 7 years, the COVID pandemic. Of course, you got to remember this happened in April of 2020, and they were there to kind of do a welfare check, and they were trying to see if he was okay when all this went down.
You know, that's a thing. Man, it was this happened right in the middle. I mean, right at the beginning, right at the beginning of the chaos of COVID-19.
April of 2020.
And to have this happen, the killing of an IMPD officer, was just, just piling on at that point. And I remember just thinking, man, it couldn't get any worse. You know, do you guys, remember the feeling of you know, this building had cleared out except for us.
Right.
And it was a scary time. And there was, you know, stay at home laws and mandates. And then we have the death of Officer Leith.
Who honestly didn't get the proper farewell that most officers get because of the restrictions of COVID. I remember there was the Indianapolis Motor Speedway got involved and they allowed everything to kind of happen there. Everybody was separated, distant. I mean, that's what was going on during COVID. And I'm just wondering what's going through the mind of the family members. Because, John, you know this. You've been covering the story. Mm-hmm. That courtroom was packed.
Yes.
There was a lot of family, a lot of friends, a lot of members of the law enforcement community that were in that courtroom. And, again, they're probably dealing with a ton of different emotions right now, but I'm wondering what they're thinking.
I don't know, but you brought up an interesting point there, Hammer, about, hey, if he got hit in the head, they would use that. They did try to say that he had possible head trauma, Dorsey did, by playing football through 2 years of college. So this is, like you said, they took advantage of every day of testimony using psychiatrists and former friends of his. But yes, one thing that also was in favor of Breanne Leith, Hammer, to your point, there were people that were working in law enforcement when she was a police officer that were no longer in law enforcement, got out of it for various reasons, but still showed up there to support her. I mean, she was, by all accounts, from everything we heard from IMPD, a rising star as a police officer. Only 24 years old, new on the force, had a passion for it, really wanted to serve justice, and unfortunately just... It ended like this for her, which is just such a tragedy in all cases.
They were showing on Fox 59, one of the relatives, I believe it was her mom, I just saw it in the peripheral, that said, I don't think she could really keep it together, but she said, just go up to an officer and thank them if you see one. Just thank them. And then she had tears in her eyes and walked away. So obviously we'll get much more of the family's reaction to Breanne in the coming days.
Yeah. Again, we're being joined in studio by John Herrick. He's the news director here at 93 WIBC. Moments ago, we just got the verdict in the Elias Dorsey case. He is the man accused of shooting and killing IMPD officer Breanne Leith in April of 2020. And the judge, the jury, they convened in the courtroom. It was a dramatic scene. It was broadcast. And the verdict: guilty but mentally ill on all charges, but some of those charges not as severe as they could be.
Yeah, and again, reckless homicide being the lesser one as opposed to, like what you said, murder one. And sentencing for this will come down. That's going to probably take some time for them to sort that out. But again, one thing that was very unusual about this case, Hammer, that you brought up about all the deliberations that happened just today alone and even into yesterday, the judge said, this is the first time in my experience that we've had to let a jury go and had them come back to hear arguments again and then go deliberate more. It was a very complicated case.
And it was about 10 plus hours of deliberation yesterday. They broke last night, technically early this morning, sometime between 2 and 2:30 in the morning, and then came back to the courthouse around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Heard some more closing arguments, another 4+ hours of deliberation, and now the verdict has come down. Where can we get full and complete coverage at, John?
93 WIBC, of course. We'll continue to update you even after your show ends. And then, of course, WIBC.com for all the online coverage.
John Herrick, news director here at WIBC. John, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.